Good morning to everyone. Well, I assure you of my prayers and sacrifices. Let us not forget the ones who are affected by COVID and Odette. We read from chapter 3 of St. Mark in the Gospel today that Jesus went home. And once more, such a crowd collected that they could not even have a meal. Picture that very well. We have been following our Lord in the Gospels these past masses, these past days. Throngs of people would go with him. He had to go in a boat in order to put some distance between him and the crowd because they were pushing. They might just overrun him because of their excitedness and their eagerness to touch him, because power, you remember that woman who had a hemorrhage, she was suffering for so many years, and she just said, well, if I just touch the fringe of his tunic or cloak, I would be cured. And he was cured, she was cured rather. And Jesus knew that. I mean, he realized that power went out of him, and he announced that to the people who touched me. And well, the poor woman who was just cured had no way of hiding anymore, and she presented herself. So people were coming in droves, no, and well, it was so much that they could not even have a meal. I remember those times when we were kids, we would forget there was a meal. We forget that we would forget lunch unless mother or my mother would, holler and threaten, or, you know, and because we would like still to watch TV, or although my TV during my time, my parents rationed, if you may call it, the watching of TV, limited only to weekends. And or we were doing something we loved so much, we liked so much, we would forget that we still had to eat. Well, this must have been something like that with Jesus and his apostles. They could not even have a meal. When his relatives heard of this, they set out to take charge of him, convinced he was out of his mind. That's a very, a bad assessment? It is an assessment to the extreme. He was out of his mind. I mean, in a manner of speaking. I remember when I was much younger and had friends and, since we were young, going to college, or we were in college already, and we were sort of choosing what we would do with our lives. And some would say, as I said, that I would be celibate. Are you crazy? You see, some would protest. Are you crazy? Yeah, sure, I'm crazy. I'm crazily in love with God, as Saint Jose Maria would say. Because God is also crazily, madly in love with us. He gave himself on the cross totally. So why should we not give ourselves totally also to him? I mean, that's a possibility, an option. I mean, those who get married, they also give themselves to God, but through their spouse. In a celibate life, or more accurately said, in an apostolic celibate life, because we are celibates for a reason. I mean, it's not just to be selfish. And as my dad used to say, he heard that I was not going to get married anymore, he said, how selfish. Well, he did not know all the details why I wanted to be celibate. So it's not that they're just for look for what they want and to be so free to travel and having no spouse to to go with and so forth. No, it's apostolic. The reason is apostolic. So one could go anywhere because one does not have roots. I mean, a wife or a husband or children. And therefore, he can go anywhere to do the apostolate, no? To do the evangelization of the church. Yeah, some people could be considered out of their minds. And Jesus, apparently, yeah, as we read in St. Mark's third chapter, Jesus was able to convince the people around him, his relatives, that is, that he was out of his mind. And they would miss meals. They would be exhausted. Why does the church want us to read this? Why did the Holy Spirit want this to be written down for us to read and appreciate? Well, we should find out, what are we crazy about? We all have something we're crazy about. Some people are so crazy about sleeping, being lazy. They're crazy about going after a girl or a boy. Crazy about making money. Crazy, that's the only thing they think about. They're crazy about bikes. They're crazy about golf. They're crazy about guns. And that's what consumes their time and their resources, their talents, their powers. What are we crazy about? Fine. I mean, as long as it's something good, noble, well, that would be fine, that you'd be crazy about it. But we should realize that although we are crazy about it, we also have other obligations. I remember a priest who, from another country, who was crazy about football, or what they call soccer. He was a Real Madrid fan. He would watch their games, stay up at night to watch their games in other countries, and so forth. But for him to say Mass, because he had to say Mass already, and he had time, he had a schedule that he would follow, times to pray, times to read his breviary, times to say Mass. Those things went first. Very clear to him. He's crazy about football, but he's more crazy about his relationship with God. The craziness we have, we dedicate to something here on earth, should give us a sign, an indication that we have that energy level that we could give to God. I mean, just like those people who withstood Japanese invasion in Bataan and Corregidor, those who marched with the death march. What heroism, they went beyond what a normal human being could do. With no food, with practically no medicine, they continued fighting until the day they really had to surrender. They were desperate, so to speak, in love with their country. So they defended our country beyond what was required. They were crazy. That should give us a picture, at least to me, that I am also capable of doing something like that, although we will not have any more Japanese invasion, God forbid. Whatever happens, we have that energy. We can whip up ourselves into an eagerness, a decided, a determinism to do something. Or that's why we should ask, what are we crazy about? How do we deal with that with respect to our other obligations, especially to God?
Do we use this human crazes that we may have to K-drama, for Taekwondo, for gadgets? Do we also use that same energy to know God, to love Him, to serve Him, to do what our duties of state are? That's all for today. Thank you for listening, and may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you all and remain forever. Amen. Ciao!